Hello, this is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from Washington, D.C., and I'm ready to take you on an exciting and entertaining journey of Pan-African music. I'm so glad you're joining me. Here's what I've got for you inside these 55 minutes. In the first half, my playlist features awesome tunes from Sierra Leone, Kenya, Nigeria, Mali, Ghana, Zimbabwe, Tanzania, and the DRC, plus this week's Billboard Hot 100 number one hit. Now, at the back half, we're going to hear from Nigeria's Afropop superstar, Yemi Alade. She talks about her new album, Rebel Queen, with the French news agency AFP, and more. And we meet U.S.-based Ghanaian musician Okanja Afroso. Now, I spoke with him earlier this week by phone about his new album, Abor Edin, Melanin Earth Garden. So that's the show. Now let's get to it. Starting off in Sierra Leone, here's Tellem, Uncommon Sounds with Parte.
Man, fi keep her. Make me party hard. Ready, my bum, we are Taliban. Mama, take it out. And I go take me out, take me out.
Tell the truth, I'm where I move, yeah.
All I wanna do is party. Me and me shouting every night. All I wanna do is party. Me and me shouting every night.
If you wanna party, let's make it happen. Take you to the right spot. Banging with them hot girls.
All I want to do is just
yeah, all right, that was Parte by Tellem, Uncommon Sounds from Sierra Leone. And now we move to DRC with Te Te Ooh by Jungali featuring Veggie Dream, Alonzo, and Zaho.
Je cherche le soleil, dis-moi t'étais où.
T'as vu le mappé, t'étais louche. African gangster, ouais c'est nous. Tous les chemins mènent à Rome, Lukaku. Y'a trop de Nyama à l'after. Elles te font un redma, voilà t'as peur. DJ Milson qui casse la fête, hein. DJ Milson qui casse la fête. Dakar au Ghana, tu es un 3 au 9, hey. Et la Kuti, Papa Wemba. En roue arrière, l'Oxé, Madinina, hey. À la marina, sur un bateau de bâtard.
Quand j'étais sous la pluie, tu ne voulais pas te mouiller. Non, non, non. Quand j'étais sous la pluie, tu ne m'appelais pas par mon prénom.
Quand j'étais sous la neige à chercher soleil, dis-moi t'étais où. Quand j'avais rien à donner, rien à t'offrir, dis-moi t'étais où. Ah mon bébé, dis-moi t'étais où. Ah mon bébé, dis-moi t'étais où.
Quand j'étais sous la neige à chercher soleil, dis-moi t'étais où.
What's up? This is PJ Morton, and you're tuned into Music Time in Africa on the VOA to Africa.
Yes, you are. Hey, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. How are you doing? We're inside the playlist, just starting out. This one is from Tanzania, another brand new single by Davoice featuring Zuchu. It's called Bam Bam.
Enjoy mapenzi ananipenda walai. Squeeze kibosi, acha njidai. Penzi limefana kama suti nata. Imenoka raha tu chumbani bafana bafana. Kitandani ananicheze shashere. Nimeoza moyo, maini paka bandama. Endo kucha, kanikuna kipere. Asa wezenu la tulali
kitanda cha moto.
Wakubwa tunakesha
kulala kwa che watoto.
Usiku ndo hatari,
moto juu ya moto.
Tunazama sayari,
yani jojo juu ya jojo.
Mina yeye bam, bam, bam. Yendo hawa mia dam, dam, dam. Wezenu penzi letu tam, tam, tam. Mina yeye dam.
Siko fine, toka jana usiku. Nisipokuona tu hani, mi pressure ya waju. Naogopa vinyani visikuibe maibu. Kwake natolewa miba, wasama kikole.
Kitanda cha moto,
wakubwa tunakesha
kulala kwa chewa toto.
Usiku ndo hatari,
moto juu ya moto.
Tuna kazi ya masayari
Yani chocho juu ya chocho
Mina yeye bam, bam, bam Yendo hawa miya dam, dam, dam
Wenze ni penzi letu tam,
tam
This is Msafiri Zawose from Bagamoyo, Tanzania. I'm listening to Music Time in Africa with Dr. Maxwell.
Yes, all right. Hi, everybody. Now we're moving to Nigeria and South Africa. This is One Call by Spinal, Omale, and Tyler, brand new single. And we've got more music after that.
I'm on my way to you. But time is on the loose. Fight for truth. If I had the chance to choose,
yeah, we go.
Mabiku, kuwana ndaka parara ndaro wanepotu, mudiwa wangu
yeah.
Awadi kuwana tijifara kunetana kwetu ndoko wano farira
yeah.
Nga wangu disi hati jesha tango gara jishita
ah,
oh baby andi teririchi sesha wano chaura
ah,
rudo waviri wikitatu wano gara
mwenenga mshito ni chavu ni jisabu kana nanura shweru damu zane semu sazu zile
Mama, I'm
zake azinini andikuoni mokangonzwa kunzi tambarana muzasimbise kuti ndimurore moyo muti unomera paunoda bebe wangu ndangoramba ndichiguda ndochiziva vanotaura zvavanoda
That was Kana Ndanyura by Killer T, who's an award-winning Zim dancehall artist from Mbare of Harare, Zimbabwe. All right, we are moving now to Kenya. This is a brand new single. Thanks, Bill Odidi, for alerting me to it, by Chimano. You know Chimano. He's a singer, one of the singers of Sauti Sol. This is his brand new one. Do you remember?
Do you remember?
Chimano with a brand new single, Do You Remember? Really nice, kind of a chill reggae-ish vibe. Hey everyone, this is Heather Maxwell. You are listening to Music Time in Africa. Now, I've got three more songs before we get to the second half, where we're going to speak, well, we're going to hear from Yemi Alade and also Okanja Afroso. Those are both great interviews, but before we get there, This song, I'm going to stretch out because it is a traditional griot song from Mali by Basiku Kuyate and Amisako, his wife, the singer. They just released a brand new album. This song, J Timba, is from that album. The album's called Jujon, L'Oiseau de Garana. And cool news about it is now number one on the world music charts in Europe and number two on the Transglobal World Music Chart from August. So cool beans. Good job, guys. Enjoy this tune, J Timba. Beautiful. That was J-Timba by Baseku Kuyate and Amisako. Hello, everybody. This is Music Time in Africa. How are you doing? Now, we are moving to two more songs before we get to the back half. This one, out of Nigeria, is Active by Asake, featuring American rapper Travis Scott.
Saiu.
Each house, beach house, overseas in the lot. That was 30 MGs, every P I prescribed. You can see it in my eyes, don't bother me. I be in the streets on 10 when I'm high.
Bad, I swear not back to send her. She just love my coming love, leave me border. And if my success they disturb you, go recover. If you no be money, no they call me, no disturbance. I'm alright, I'm alright. Check your time, check calendar.
Yeah, all right. That was Active by Asake featuring Travis Scott. And now for the number one hit on this week's Billboard Hot 100. Again for the fourth week in a row. Oh, it's Shaboozy's Tipsy.
My baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries. The list goes on and on. 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. Party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh, Lord. Here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need 30 more. Two-stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar. Comes the two to the three to the four. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good lord.
Tell them drink some.
Cause I'ma pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street.
All right, if you don't know, which I think all of you do by now, that was Tipsy by Shaboozey. This is Music Time in Africa. Now it's time to move to the back half with two special features, beginning with this one. It is a conversation with Nigerian singer Yemi Alade, a friend to Music Time in Africa. A couple weeks ago, she was interviewed by the French news agency AFP, talking about the release of her new album, Rebel Queen, and her collaboration with Beyoncé on Black is King. That was the 2020 American film that Beyoncé co-wrote and produced and directed based on The Lion King, The Gift, her album. And then she also talks about her connection to France as she herself is preparing to play the Zenith in Paris this coming September.
In my mind, I am looking for the melody, searching for the rhythm we go totori. And in my soul, I am waiting on the prophecy. I know it's coming soon. I repair my mind.
My entire life as a musician, I have sort of done a lot of things in my branding and in my music that most of my fellow colleagues will not do, like keeping your hair natural. Sometimes I don't show up with makeup. I live a very easy, simple life. So I've just been rebelling against the status quo, what people expect. I decided to turn back the hands of time. I decided to go back to the beginning of Afrobeat and the music and the sounds I enjoyed when I was a kid, the music that was played at the parties. I wanted to bring that back to 2024, and that's what I did. I rebelled again.
I go bounce that for your linko. Rain no shining, I be shining like a diamond, I know they glee. From
Ikeja to Miami. Beyonce is loved by so many, and she's one of my role models as well. As a kid, I grew up listening to her music, dancing to her music. And when my team got an email from Parkwood, they didn't believe it was her. They thought it was, you know, some kind of mistake or a scam or something. But when they showed me the email, like, it's not a scam. That is the name of her company. It's her company. Respond. I just want to say that it was a dream come true, and it was a big honor, and I'm even more proud of her because that was her like a love letter to Africa, like a recall to her roots, and I just really feel very loved and appreciated to have been on that project with her to shine that light on Africa.
I beg me then talk, we go give them the action. I be the grandmaster, salute the commander.
I did my first headline concert outside of Africa in Paris at Le Trianon. And then I think I did the next one about a year ago at Olympia. And now I'm about to go to the Zenith this year, September 21st. So I'm just, I have a very tight love story with Paris. Even when I say, no, I'm not going on tour, Paris just comes again. And I'm like, I'll take Paris.
You're inside Music Time in Africa. Yes, you are. And I hope you enjoyed that interview with Yemi Alade and some of her music. Now, we are moving to the second feature interview. And this one is with Okanja Afroso, who is a U.S.-based Ghanaian musician. He also has a new album out. First, we're going to hear one song from that album, and then we'll cut to my interview with him I had earlier this week. This is Fute. Fute by Okanja. Now, let's meet him. Hi, Okanja. How are you?
I'm doing very good. Thank you.
Terrific. Hey, let's talk about your new album, Abor Adin.
Yes, Abor Adin. The word Abor in my language, which is the people of Accra, the Gadangwe people,
You mean Ga people?
Ga people.
Yeah.
Abo means garden.
Garden.
Like a lush place.
Mm-hmm.
And the word din means black.
Okay.
And this project is the second installment of my first album I released about a year and a half, 2 years ago, the Jakumumo Project. So this second installment is about nature. Talks about everything that nature has to offer us.
Okay.
When the Europeans came to the continent of Africa, what they saw was a lush place.
Mm.
So when you hear about the Garden of Eden, they are actually talking about Africa.
Well, you're talking about the lush garden in Accra, because if they went to Mali, they didn't discover any lush garden in Mali, did they?
I think when we look at Africa, we're looking at Africa as a whole.
Oh, okay.
So when you go to many parts of Africa, you see different types of landscape, vegetation, and all of that. And so even though I'm from Ghana, I'm a Gadangbe, when I'm writing music, I look at African youth and everyone in Africa. And they might not understand the words, but the music can speak to everybody.
So you have a Pan-African perspective.
Yes.
Well, that's perfect, because this show is all about Pan-African music. Hey, let's listen to one of the tracks on the new album, Black Soil Woman, and come back and ask you a couple questions about it.
Money yojiri, sumi yojiri, mi kwa mocho diyotu, je unu shami. Akela tema icho no mike kulo ocho fa mike chake. Money yojiri, awa njiri, je awa njiri, mi kwa mocho diyotu.
All right, that is beautiful. Black Soil, love that. Who else is on that album?
I have a band that I work with. I bring them from Ghana, and we tour the U.S. For the past 2.5, 3 years now. And so while we were touring, we did some work with Arts Midwest, touring all over the Midwest in the U.S. and doing performances and engaging with communities. Mm-hmm. And we decided we wanted to record this album while we were on tour. Black Soil Woman talks about the power and the medicine that the black woman has and uses this medicine to heal everyone in the world. Me personally, I am not a black woman, so I have to write this song and give it to the only female singer dancer in the band, Jenny Flo, to sing this song. Jenna, 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 maso sono.
Before we get to the next song, I was interested in your background. You are a dancer and a musician and a singer and clearly a songwriter. You started out the Ghana National Dance Ensemble. I have to tell you, in 1988, I was a student at the University of Legon in the School of Performing Arts. And I learned dancing from some of you guys. Maybe it was even you.
Wow.
I don't know.
I wasn't there at the time. I came there in 1995.
Okay.
Yes.
So I was already, I'd come and gone.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Listen, when I was living there during that time, this was just like in 88, I had a little cassette recorder and I recorded a lot of music. I want to do a little fun game with you right now, Okanja. I want to play you something that I recorded back in 1988. with a musician that I adored that was teaching sometimes at University of Ghana. He has since passed away, but I think his son's still carrying the torch. Are you ready for this quiz? You ready?
Okay.
All right, tell me, here it comes.
I don't want it to stop.
Hey, there you are. Listen. Get our mouth.
it together now.
Always, I now don't want to see her. But now, if you can.
Pretty cool, huh?
So let me tell you a story. So, you know, what I'm doing, the work I'm doing is really preserving Ghanaian culture, African culture, helping our youth know who we are as a people. I just spoke with a friend who traveled from Accra to go and do a documentary on the xylophone. We just finished speaking and you called. And I just spoke with him about Takraba Lobi, and you know who really took this—they call it Jill. Who really took it and traveled the world with it, mm-hmm. and absolutely nobody plays like Takraba Lobi.
Isn't that fascinating?
Yes,
I mean it's fascinating. Yes. Number one, yes. It's coincidental that you were just speaking to somebody, yes. but also that you could recognize his playing—not even his singing. But is playing in yes. like 2 seconds.
Yes. yes.
All right, let's get back to your music. So, Abor Edin, mm-hmm. this is the album. Here's another song. It is called Atsinona. Tell us about that one.
Yes. Atsinona. Mm. You know, one cannot stop all that nature is designed to be and to do. Literally, translation saying, no one can stop water. Water goes where it wants to go. No one can stop breathing or life. You know, it goes where it wants to go.
Was Achinuna. We're going to listen to one more song, a little bit of it called Abor Edin, and then we'll come back. You'll tell us about that. That is the title track of the new album. And then say goodbye.
Sukela mo amewona meya be me. Time waits for nobody be me. Yeah.
All right. So, guys, I am talking to Okanja Afroso from Ghana, living in Portland. How long have you been living in Portland, Oregon?
For 24 years.
Oh, wow.
But anyway, coming back to avoiding.
Yes.
Over the years, as Africans, we have not really realized how important it is for us to learn about ourselves, and all our focus have been on learning about other cultures. Avoiding is really re-energizing us and learning all we can about who we are before we can learn about anyone else. Our language actually is dying.
Okay.
A typical Ghana person will not speak about names of the months in like January or February. Mm-hmm. They will say last month or next month or 2 months ago. Instead of saying Arabata Ufro Uchuklikli Abebi Agwona Utukwajang Mawe Manyawali Bo Anton Alimli Afuabi. It's all vanished.
Listen, it has been such a pleasure talking to you, Okanja. Thanks so much for being on.
Thank you so much.
And that concludes this edition of Music Time in Africa. I hope you enjoyed that interview and the whole show. Thank you so much for listening, and I can't wait to meet you again next week. Now, big heads up for next week. You're going to hear a face-to-face interview I had with Tanzanian singer and guitarist Damien Soul. He was here at our studios for television and this radio program. You can watch what we did on TV on internet. You can get on Music Time in Africa, voaafrica.com, and you can check his live performance out from the television program Africa 54, and listen next weekend to our radio interview. This show broadcasts live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and also online at voaafrica.com. So, till next time, you stay beautiful and stay safe.